It's the second Monday. Well, how do we know that? Well, it's 2 weeks since Juliet Maguire was last. Well, last. It's 4 weeks since she was last in the studio with me. No, that was with somebody else. It's probably about 8 weeks.
I know, you're avoiding me, John.
I would never do that. You were on the phone 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And you have now been driving the Volkswagen T-Cross.
Haven't driven it yet, but it launches tomorrow. I'm going up to PE tomorrow to drive it. But I couldn't let you wait another 2 weeks to find out all about it.
I could have waited.
No, you could never have, John. I could never do such a thing to you.
I'm not a car person. I could wait 6 years to hear about the Volkswagen T-Cross.
Okay, then I'll say it's for the listeners then. I think they're going to want to hear about it. I did go into carmag.co.za. They went to the international launch and I read their review on it. So I know it's fantastic to drive. I know it's going to be anyways. It's the most important product launch for 2019 for Volkswagen. So it's a big, big deal. It's taken some time for Volkswagen to come into the compact SUV segment. We've had the Ford EcoSport for ages. We've had a Renault Captur, Renault Duster. So VW's taken a long time. Terence, who's the editor of Car, he went on that launch and he asked VW why. And their thing was that we wanted to get it right. But I don't know. We're not quite sure as to what happened there, why it's taken them so long. But it does look like they have gotten it right by all the reviews and by what it looks like. Like a bigger Polo, essentially. It is sort of longer and a bit higher, but it's not as wide. It's wide as a Polo, which I love because it means that parking it isn't as difficult as, you know, a bigger SUV, and it's as easy as a Polo would be. Also got a bigger boot than the Polo, which families, etc. will love. It's got 455 liters of boot space because the rear seats can slide forward and back, which is pretty cool. The engine-wise, they're only launching at the moment with the 1 liter TSI 85 kilowatt, which is made to an automatic transmission. But we will see the 1.5 liter TSI arrive later this year. And then the entry level 1 liter TSI 70 kilowatt will come early next year. And it might be the one that people want to wait for because you could get yourself a T-Cross for under 300,000 rand, so they predict. Currently, the pricing starts at just under 335,000 rand, which is competitive. A top spec Polo.
Is it competitive?
Yeah.
Is my EcoSport cost 255,000?
The entry level one.
But well, that's the 1.5 liter.
But this will have more spec. This mid range one, it might have more spec than yours. The only things that VW doesn't do great here is perhaps with their service plans and all of that, which Ford and everything offer a lot of a better deal. But I don't know. I think if you could look, because Polo is so popular, and the sort of okay, they're about 333,000 rand, barring the GTI, so that top spec one. But now you spend a little bit more, and you're getting a bigger car with more space, and it looks cool and it's new. Do you know, it's like brand spanking new. We haven't seen anything like this from VW. So
if you were watching live streaming, you'd see me showing an unimpressed face to Juliet.
That's what I'm here to do, though, John, is to change your mind. But I don't know. I'll be driving it tomorrow, and I'm going to see it in the flesh. I've got to go zip.
I mean, it's got to be really, really good to be worth 75,000 Rand more than the car that I drive, which is in this exact segment that VW are releasing this one.
Except Apple.
But then the German cars cost more than cars from elsewhere around the world. That's a reality.
Yep. I hate to say it, but probably because a lot of them are just a smidge more of a better product. Feel a bit more solid. I'm going to get a lot of phone calls.
I'm going to be asking the public protector to look into your bank account details to see where the transfers has come from.
No, I can tell you.
Because, I mean, you really are more excited about a car that you haven't driven than many cars that you have driven, which...
That's true, but only because we've never... Like Ford EcoSport, I've driven them many times, and if they brought out a new one, it's just another version of it.
Okay.
But we've never driven a T-Cross before because there's never been anything like it. So, and also I can tell you I'm not thrilled with VW at the moment. They're making me go ziplining tomorrow on this launch. It was a choice between that and bungee jumping, so I think I chose the better one. But hopefully I'll be back to tell you how it was to drive. Am I being a bit of a wimp? I can see by your facial expression.
Yeah, look... Where are you ziplining?
Titsikama.
Okay.
Have you been?
Yeah. I've bungee jumped and ziplined and all of those.
You're such an adventurous spirit, John.
I am. I did the very first ever live broadcast while doing a bungee jump.
Wow. Okay. So I should be fine then. I'm not going to attempt the same thing.
No, some people get nervous. Some people get very, very, very nervous. And, you know, most of these ziplines have between 7 and 13 lines that you have to go on.
Okay.
And there is a point at which they say to you, look, if you're terrified, you need to stop now, because if you do this next one, you have to do them all. And there are usually a couple of people that say, actually, and that's fine.
Yes.
So, I mean, if no, come on.
Now
it's
I'm live on air, I'm going to have to do it, aren't I? But I'll have my review on Thursday on my website, which you can go to, and I'll have more detail on this T-Cross, and I will compare it to the EcoSport to let you know exactly.
But, and the Renault, when I was thinking of buying a compact SUV, the Renault was something that a lot of people recommended to me.
Yes, the Captur is fantastic. Yeah. The Duster is a fantastic product as well. It's a tricky, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if this T-Cross can sort of trump those and become a segment leader when it's so late into the game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be excited.
Yeah, I read something last week, told me that Ferrari's SUV is going to be around in 2022, so I'm saving for that. No, I'm not. Juliet Maguire, I'm really keen to talk to you about this car once you have driven it, and I hope for VW's sake that you are as enthusiastic about it post as you are pre-drive. Juliet Maguire, JulietMaguire.com.